Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Games. I'm being told the union is going to agree with that. They have to go through the formality of talking to all the player reps. But my understanding is by 5 o'clock today, Eastern time, the clubs will be told that the union is a go for reporting to spring training on July 1st. That will allow Major League Baseball to have opening day on July 24, which is what their goal is. That allows them to play 60 games in 66 days. And it also appears that the health and safety protocols are also going to be agreed upon. There's a couple of tweaks that the union still had left for that, but again, not a barrier. So it looks like we've got a green light to go ahead. It's not official yet, I guess, until the union notifies the commissioner's office. But from my understanding, the players are happy that 60 games was implemented rather than 48 to 50, and they're planning on reporting on the 1st.
Jim Bowden, longtime general manager, front office guy, Duncan now, of course, is an analyst, and that was before the agreement was, in fact, stamped, and so the players and owners do have an agreement, and July 1st, Truist Park will come to life for the first time as Truist Park with the Braves inside of it, taking batting practice and fielding ground balls and spring training 2.0, which will take place for the Atlanta Braves here in Atlanta ahead of a they're saying Hugh, July 23rd or 24th for the first game, and the Braves will play a 60-game schedule. And baseball is back.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to be a straight-up sprint. 60 games in 63 days or something like that, you said? Or what was it? Yeah, that's a straight-up sprint. No days off, not too many, and just keep it moving. That's what's and up.
Right, the Braves, certainly a lot expected out of the Braves this season and this short season. This 60-game stretch, the folks at the Action Network, and tomorrow on Thursdays, you know, we'll have Chad Millman of the Action Network on, and we'll certainly pick his brain about who he thinks the favorites are. And in a 60-game season, it's going to be kind of tough because I'm not really sure, Hugh, if it favors the teams that are the most talented teams or if it's going to favor somebody who is sort of a fringe team who just gets really hot because it's such a short season that they can ride a 20, 25-game stretch where they just play great baseball and actually end up winning a division.
I think the greatest analogy was when they talked about the Washington Nationals. If you take this format and used it for last year, the Nationals wouldn't even be in the playoff picture. So it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be hard to see, John. It's going to be hard to really, get a grasp on who's going to be what. Because we're getting, you're talking about a condensed spring training, and you're talking about who can get off to a quick start. That's what we're basically talking about. Who's going to get off to the quickest start, and who's going to be able to maintain that,
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. I mean, that fast start is going to be, well, again, 60 games is such a, I know it's a lot for every other sport. For baseball, it is an absolute flat-out sprint, and we'll get into some of the details. I do want to get the new odds here, Hugh, posted this morning as they have at the Action Network at actionnetwork.com. LA Dodgers are the favorites to win it. We'll get to see Mookie Betts in a Dodgers uniform for 60 games. The Dodgers come in at 3-1. The Yankees are the favorites in the American League at 4-1. So the betting line says Dodgers Yankees in the World Series. Next team, number 3 on the list at 10-1, is the Houston Astros. And the next team is the Atlanta Braves. So the Braves are the fourth choice to win the World Series, second in the National League to the L.A. Dodgers, and the Braves are just ahead of – well, actually, they're tied with the Washington Nationals now that I look at it, and just ahead of the New York Mets. So the NL East, which has three of the top six teams with the Braves, Nationals, and Mets – this they're going to be sprints, Hugh, and the NL East, because we even mentioned three of the top six teams. I didn't even count the Phillies. So three of the top six teams in the NL East, the NL East is going to be bonkers in a 60-game
sprint. Yeah, and it's going to be all about who's going to get off to that fast start, John. I think that's the most important thing. You don't have time, like as a manager, as a player, as a pitcher, you don't have time to fool around and try to get guys to come around and see how they're going to do. You talk about Johan Camargo and Austin Riley at that third base spot. Somebody's going to have to step up and be consistent like right away. You know, if you got Austin Riley, if he's still looking like he did towards the end, towards the latter part of the season, then you don't have time to figure out if he's going to get right or not. You got to go ahead and make a move and make a decision about that position and keep it moving. 60 games is not a lot when you talk about trying to hash out and flesh out what your baseball team is going to look like.
Well, you know, I'm disappointed that it took this long. I'm still a little bitter man about all that, but I was watching the Korean League this morning, the KBO game that was on ESPN, and as I was watching the game throughout the show, I thought in a couple of times commercial breaks, okay, when Mike Soroka throws the first pitch of the first game for the Atlanta Braves, presuming that they're on the road, or Ronald Acuna steps into the box for the first pitch of the first game, presuming they're at home, I am going to be locked in, no question, no question. It's only 60 games, but I'm so wanting baseball back that I'm going to be really hyped when the season gets here on July 23rd. I am going to be really excited about that. You know,
I said earlier this morning, John, when I said, you know, you're talking about complaining about this, that, and the third. When baseball come back, man, you're not going to care about all that. Yeah, all that complaining that you do is going to go out the door. You're just going to be happy that they're back, and you're going to put the same lofty expectations on them that you always do. And everybody else is going to do the same thing. It's not going to change. Nobody's going to give them any leeway. Talking about, hey, it was only 60-game season. Nah, you're going to be expected to win the World Series in this 60-game sprint, and Brian Snicker's going to be under the same scrutiny that he's always been under, if he can manage his club or not. That's just how it's going to be.
Right. No, I totally agree. This 60 games, even though everybody's going to say, oh, it's got an asterisk to it, understand that this 60 games is going to play out, is going to be pivotal to free agents, to managers, to the next season, to the future of the game. So even if it will have, in your estimation, an asterisk, and I know we had the conversation earlier that John Chuckery had with Tony Gwynn Jr. last night about, you know, if anybody hits 400 this year, will it count? And Tony Gwynn Jr. said, no, it won't count. And it won't. But don't kid yourself that World Series title this year, Hugh, that's going to count. I mean, you're going to fly a banner.
Let me say this. I did not play baseball, and I always defer to the people that actually play the sport. But you mean to tell me, when you talk about guys going into free agency, if I hit 400 going into free agency, guess what? I hit 400 going into free agency, and I want to be paid like I was a 400 hitter going into free agency. I understand what he's saying, because it's not technically a full baseball season, but it is the baseball season under which I played my last year in my contract, and it's also the season that I hit 400 in. So I don't know. I don't know about all that.
Well, no, I think your point is taken. I think both are true. I think your point that if you hit 400, it's going to redound to you.
You know what I'm saying, from a free agent standpoint.
Sure.
Yeah, and you especially talking about in the CBA year. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm not trying to hit that at all.
Oh, no, it'll win you money. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think what he's saying is that, you know, are we going to say that this – anyway, let's say that, you know, somebody hits 402 this year and becomes the first player to hit 400 in a season since Ted Williams. Are people going to say the baseball players are going to go, no, that's not – it's got to be – that's really going to have an asterisk to it. I mean, no. Because what's the home run leader going to have in Major League Baseball this year?
What, 30?
19, 8, 20 maybe?
Not, you ain't giving them 30, John?
Not in 60 games. No,
okay.
Nobody's ever done that.
Okay.
That would be like 80 in a year. No. So, I mean, if you hit 21, you're probably running away with a home run title. You know, one every three games, you know, that would be about a 54-55 home run pace.
Okay.
But who knows? I mean, maybe the balls just start flying out of the, you know, everybody in the pitchers are behind.
But
here's how this is.
Go for it. No, you got it.
I was just going to kind of work through it. This is how it's going to work. 60 games. It's going to be in-division play. Hugh, 40 games that the Braves will play against the NL East. All right, so, and that's 10 games each against the Marlins, the Nationals, the Phillies, and the Mets. Then 20 games, or 4 games each, against the American League East, probably 2 at home, 2 on the road. So that means, I'm guessing, we're going to get 2 games against the Yankees here, 2 games against the Red Sox. So we will see, you know, the AL East here in town come in. So that's all you're going to play is 40 against the NL East, 20 against the AL East. We're not going to see the Central Division. We're not going to see the West. We're not going to see that. Remember the one thing they did with, oh, we're going to put the Braves in the Central, and they're going to be in a division with, like, the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers? Yeah, that thing didn't happen. So, I'm not opposed to this schedule, even though it'll be interesting not playing the other teams of baseball, and the first time you might see the L.A. Dodgers would be in the playoffs. How about the 30-man roster to start?
Mm-hmm.
And how about a universal DH in the NL? Are you in favor of the universal DH?
Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm looking at it like I think that, you know, and I understand that for a lot of people, and we talked to some folks yesterday about that. I understand that for a lot of folks that baseball is entrenched in a lot of history. And, you know, the DH in the National League is not something that, you know, they want to see. And I know Orrin was talking about it yesterday about how he liked to see the pitchers when they hit and things of that nature. I'm looking at it from the perspective of a dues-paying member of the, you know, Baseball League's Player Association, Major League Baseball Player Association, and creating another job opportunity for somebody. And something a little bit different. You know, baseball for the last few years, John, has been trying to figure out how to make the game, you know, speed the game up, number one, and try to make it more exciting because their fan base is getting a little bit older. This might be a way to do it.
And then the real change here, you, is in this short season, when you get to extra innings, you're going to start the extra innings with a man on second base.
Now that one, I'm not too much of a fan of that one, you know, because just listening to people talk about that baseball period stuff, they're not a big fan of that being the case and having something like that happen. So, no, I'm not high on that one.
Top of the 10th inning, the team that's at bat starts with a man designated runner, I guess, who is out at second base, and that's how the inning begins in an effort to try to, you know, not have really long, super long games here. I understand what they're trying to do. I'm not a fan of this either. I think that, you know, the DH in the National League, I'm okay with because, you know, frankly, everybody says, well, you know, the NL's never used the DH. That's not true. Ever since interleague play, when they go up north, if you play an American League team, the Braves have used DHs before. It's not like they've never used a DH. Of course they have. You know, I mean, you go into the World Series, you go play interleague games. I mean, of course you do. You know, but this man on second, that sounds contrived to me. What does Joe Patrick think of those rules changes and everything? We'll ask him. We've kind of laid the foundation, baseball back. A week from today, they're going to be having spring training 2.0. And then about a month from today, we're going to have the first games of the Major League season. Joe Patrick around the corner after a CBS Sports Minute.
Game.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game from the Mobile Kia Studios. Baseball back a week away from spring training 2.0 and a month away from the first games. Joe Patrick has been out there out front throughout all of this as our Braves insider and our Major League Baseball reporter here. And he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. Do we call it summer training now? I don't know. I feel like we need a new term for it.
No, that sounds about right. As a matter of fact, Joe, how did you feel when we finally got the news that we were having baseball? Was it like a sigh of relief for you? I mean, how did you feel?
Yeah, I think a sigh of relief is kind of the best way to maybe phrase it. I think I tweeted something the night before when the players' union was having a vote over the potentially coming to an agreement, and I was just saying, put me out of my misery, one way or another. Just let's just figure out what the deal is and move forward. And obviously, we did find that with them voting against that agreement and then allowing Major League Baseball to impose the season. But yeah, you know, it's kind of a torn feeling because you're glad baseball's back. I think myself and all of us who love watching the game, as turned off as we are about how this negotiation has gone down, you're you're excited that you at least get to see some of these guys coming back, but it's not like a joyous celebratory mood, like everything is hunky-dory, because it's clearly not. And I think we all kind of understand that there's going to be something similar that happens after this season, or at least after next season, but when the CBA expires, there's going to be a lot more kind of tumult between these two sides. But hey, at least we can kind of, rest easy in the fact that we know we're going to get baseball back here, so long as nothing unexpected happens.
60-game season, 40 against the and he was going through some of the numbers with Hugh, 40 against the NL East, 20 against the AL East. This is going to be, Hugh is right, a sprint. And so how they start, the first 20 games may be the decider in a lot of ways, because if you find yourself, underwater and, eight games back after 20 games, you just don't have time to make it up.
Right, yeah. I mean, and the Washington Nationals, it's kind of funny that this is happening based off of what happened last year with the Nationals winning the World Series. But after the first 60 games of the season, they were really down in the depths of it. They were just ravaged by injuries, and things were not working out for them. They were well below 500 early in the season before they came roaring back. So it just goes to show that you can have a really good, talented team that's capable of winning the whole thing, but you got to put yourself in position to get there, and it's going to be really tough for these NL East teams. It's got to be one of the most competitive, both the NL East and AL East, the two of the most competitive divisions in baseball, and then they're obviously playing against each other in these non-division games that they'll be playing, so it wouldn't be very difficult. I think you'll probably see these teams have some of the worst records when it's all said and done because of how good the competition is that they'll be playing by the time the postseason rolls around. But, I think the Braves have got a legitimate chance. They definitely believe in themselves, and I thought last year, even despite the way that the season ended for them, I thought that they fully believed that they had a team that was capable of winning a World Series. And I think that the way this is setting up for them is really, really nice. I mean, they've got a lot of kind of benefits going for them with the way the season is shaping up. Of course, when spring training was originally happening, the big debate, or at least a couple of them, were one of them was the starting pitchers. There was like going to be two guys essentially that were left out. There was basically seven guys competing for a five-man rotation. Now you basically have full use of all those guys because you're going to need long relievers out of the bullpen, and the Braves have obviously that's kind of been their MO. If a guy is not capable of really being a starter, they like to put those guys in relief situations. Max Fried is a perfect example of a guy, and he said he learned so much from being in the bullpen. So you wonder if you can get really good experience for Kyle Wright this season and provide him meaningful innings to pitch. I think it's going to be really interesting for the Braves, but again, yeah, I think it sets up very well for them.
We're talking to Joe Patrick, 929 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider on the WayForward.com hotline. So help us clear this up a little bit. So we're going to have the DH in the National League, but it's just for this season, not necessarily after that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that we are bound to see it continue after this season. I think we've seen our last pitcher hit in Major League Baseball, unless that pitcher happens to be like a Shohei Ohtani and is a really good hitter as well. It's hard for me to see this turning around. I think that the players like it. The players want the DH because it adds another, essentially, a position for them to fill. You look at a guy like Josh Donaldson, he liked a tweet from a national reporter who said that the DH was going to be imposed this season because, a player like him can extend his career by having that position available for him. And, of course, that's a fine-paying wage for someone like him. So I think we're going to see it stick around, and there's not really, some baseball fans will love it, some baseball fans will hate it. It's just kind of pick your poison, but I do think that we've seen the last pitcher hit in Major League Baseball on a consistent basis.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. A lot to get into. Again, a week from today, Truist Park will be open for spring training, summer training, whatever you want to call it, for about a three-week period for the Atlanta Braves to work out. There will be no spring training games. Everything will be inter-squad games for the Atlanta Braves, and then they'll just jump both feet first into a regular season. And, of course, we're looking forward to some things here between now and then. One, of course, is the announcement of the schedule and how and I wouldn't imagine it would be too long before we get that, Joe. The second thing is that, in a little over 48 hours from now, Friday at noon, the trading window opens up, and I imagine when the trading window opens up, the Braves phone's going to ring. I think there are going to be some people with the number and volume of pitchers and the number and volume of outfielders that the Braves have at the moment, that there may be some interest from other teams for some of those players.
That's a really good point, John. I think it is very interesting that, you know, there will be teams, especially in the National League, I think, that are going to be scrambling a bit to try to find players that can fill roles. Like, National League teams may not have been prepared to have a DH, you know, in the lineup every day, and now they've got a spot to fill for them. Like you mentioned with the pitchers, there are going to be lots of teams that need long relievers out of the bullpen that can pitch meaningful innings. Typically, you know, sometimes you see these long relievers and they're guys kind of like how Josh Tomlin was last year for the Braves, where they are mainly pitching in situations where you either have a huge lead or a huge deficit, and it's not really high leverage situations. I think the long relievers this year are going to be in much different situations, so I think teams want players that are have some more experience in those kinds of situations, and it's going to be interesting to see. I do wonder how willing teams are going to be, though, to give up prospects for a season that has so many unknowns surrounding it. First of all, it's a 60-game season, so you kind of wonder how much teams will just want to invest in trying to actually win this season, maybe at the expense of some of the future prospects. And then also you've got uncertainties around the COVID situation and around the club finances impacted by all of this that's happened. And you just wonder, I just wonder how active we will see it. I think there are reasons why you wouldn't see a lot of activity because of those reasons we mentioned earlier, but it will be fascinating to see. And the trade deadline has been pushed back a month, so that will happen on August 31st instead of the typical July 31st. And like you said, teams will be jockeying for position, and I'm sure that they will need players. Teams all over the place will kind of need a hole to fill. So we'll see how active the market gets.
Is there any potential for us to see any of the Braves players from this year that got drafted this upcoming season?
I don't think we'll see him this season, but I do think that there's a good chance that some of those guys could be involved in kind of the taxi squad or involved in that instructional league that they're going to have set up at Gwinnett. Reason being is that these guys, they just want to get them active. They want to get them kind of into a routine. It would be really hard to bring to you know, you have so much invested in these high draft pick players, and then to just kind of leave them without any sort of coaching, any sort of kind of platform for them to continue a pitching plan. I think it would be really beneficial for a lot of these kids to get into camp, just get that experience of being with the team, get them feeling invested in the Braves organization, get them familiar with some of the coaches, some of the guys they'll be working with, and that would just give them a good platform going forward. None of these guys are going to be ready to kind of pitch straight away. And I say pitch because that's mainly who the Braves drafted. But I do think that it would be very beneficial for these guys to at least just be involved and kind of help them get their feet under them as they start their careers. I think that would provide a lot of added benefits down the line.
Boy, it'll be so – I mean, a month from today, we could have a Braves game at Truist Park. And, you know, in 9 months after the last debacle, and try and get that out of our minds too. And it's just been so long since we've seen these guys. You know, I know we saw them a little bit in spring training, I know, but not much. And, you know, just to have them back is going to be wonderful, Joe. I know it's going to be a lot of fun for you to be able to go cover them in however they let you cover them. I don't know what the rules are going to be.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it could be Zoom, post games. I have no idea. But, you know, that's the other thing, because I know we got fans asking, are they going to let fans into the game? I don't think we even come to that point yet.
They're not ruling it out, but you know, obviously that's when there will not be fans until further notice, essentially. I do think it'll be interesting. One last point I want to make, because I know we're running short on time. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how disinterested baseball fans will be after these negotiations and kind of how ugly they've been. I do think the one thing that does just provide a lot of intrigue for fans this season is the fact that it's a 60-game season, and it's essentially like every game carries the weight of a series, typically, in a typical season. So it's going to be really fascinating to just see how the intensity of the league manifests itself through the TV screens for us all to witness.
Thanks, Joe. Do appreciate.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us. Major League Baseball. Again, a week from today, here we go. Braves will be working out, and my understanding is inter-squad games are going to have expanded rosters, and they'll be playing inter-squad games for about 3 weeks, getting ready for whatever the schedule is going to be. And that's one of the things we have to look forward to is the announcement of the schedule. As to fans, we just don't know. Some of the takeaways from the show today and our recap is around the corner next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.